Okay, we'll start momentarily. Give me 1 second, please. Okay. Good evening, everyone. So the past two nights we spoke about the idea of that there's certain things which a person is not allowed to do outside, such as sweeping or washing and floors. And we mentioned that the Gemara discusses the fact that, or the idea that perhaps even inside it would be usur because people don't understand necessarily the distinction. And meaning to say, if a person has a covered floor inside, it's where the concerns of improving the surface of the floor by sweeping or by washing don't apply, but people don't necessarily appreciate that or understand that. And they might think that if you're allowed to sweep a floor that's covered, they're allowed to sweep a dirt floor. So we said, though, that even according to the more stringent view, which is in this case is the view of the Ramah, the Ashkenazic opinion, nonetheless, if it's a place where all the floors are covered, so you're allowed to sweep, that we said, but not to wash. Okay, so now I wanted to discuss tonight, there's one more gezeira that Chazal made. Give me 1 second, I'll be right back. I'm sorry. okay, so there's one more gezeira that Chazal made, and that is that a person is not allowed to play with, like even a child or whoever it is, a child or adult, irrelevant, to play with small things on the ground, which also require a smooth floor. In other words, the Gemara talks about egozim, kids playing with walnuts, which a primitive form of marbles or the like. And if a person plays with walnuts or tapuchim, talks about apples and things that they roll on the floor and play some sort of game. So it would be common that, or there would be a concern that they may smooth out the dirt in order to. If you're playing on a dirt floor and you're playing marbles and you're trying to roll them along the floor and there are little holes in the floor or whatever, then it's not going to go so well. The game is going to interfere with the game. So the natural thing might be to smooth out the floor, which is also to do on Shabbos. That's till now we spoke about sweeping, which might be a psik resha that you're not intending to smooth the floor, but it may happen. But here the concern is even more: a person may forget and actually go ahead and do it and take his hand and take a brush or something and smooth out the dirt on the floor so that he could play his game of marbles or his game of walnuts or whatever he's rolling on the floor. And in order to prevent that from happening, prevent the person from forgetting himself and doing that, so Chazal said one is not allowed to play games like that on a dirt floor. You're not allowed to play with marbles or anything that's certainly rolled along the floor or played like that and requires a smooth surface, a smooth ground. Now, so then the question becomes, okay, so you can't do it on dirt floor. Well, what about now, again, in indoors on a paved or a tiled floor? I have a smooth tiled floor, linoleum, flooring, whatever it is, so there's no concern of smoothing it out. There's no dirt there. So shall we say that just like you're allowed to sweep a floor if it's covered, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber, even if nobody else has a covered floor as long as you do, but even according to the Ramah, the Ashkenazic view, if everybody has a covered floor, so you're allowed to sweep your floor. So what about playing marbles? Would we say that if I have a covered floor, and or certainly if everybody has a covered floor, am I allowed to play these games now that I would normally not have been able to play? So this is a machlokas poskim, and for the following reason, there are a number of the achronim that say it is not permissible. The reason being that playing a game on the floor already is not limited to inside. You may just as well want to play outside as inside. When it comes to sweeping, although you know a person might want to sweep outside as also sometimes, but there people understand the difference. It's the fact that you're allowed to sweep in your house doesn't necessarily mean you'd be allowed to sweep outside of your house, because that people could grasp, you know, the idea more, the difference more. Once we're told, well, you could sweep in the house because everybody's houses are paved, but outside is a different a different set of rules. But playing a game has nothing to do with inside outside. What I mean is, when you're sweeping, the location is integral to what you're doing. I don't just want to sweep because I'm in the mood to sweep. I want to sweep my house because my house needs sweeping, or I might want to sweep my sukkah outside. But so there, the location is integral to what you're doing. So since the location is integral, so we can understand that, okay, this location is okay, that location is not. By playing a game, location is not integral. It's not part of the game. I want to play with marbles because I enjoy playing with marbles, not because it has nothing to do with the location. Right? By the floor, it's not I want to sweep my floor because I enjoy sweeping, so I'm looking for a floor to sweep. No, there is a floor that needs sweeping. So there's a chilek between indoors and outdoors, which could be more easily grasped. But playing the game where the floor has nothing, the location has nothing to do with it, indoors, outdoors, I want to play the game not because of the floor. I want to play the game because I enjoy the game. So there's more of a concern that a person will make a mistake and think if you're allowed to play indoors, you could play outdoors too, because what does the floor have to do with the game? And therefore, a number of Rechem say it is not mutter, and even if most houses are covered, you're not allowed to play even indoors. There are others that don't agree with this, and they are mutter as long as Rove Bate Ha'ir are covered, like they are where we live. So it's okay. There are Rechem that say that way, that it's okay that you could play indoors. Now, I just want to mention, everyone agrees you could play on a table. That's not a shiloh. You could play on a table, or if you put something else down on the ground, you're playing indoors or outdoors, whatever it is, but you put down a mat or a board or whatever it is. If you put down a surface that you're playing on, that surface is sitting on the ground, but you're playing only on that surface, that's for sure okay. The question is, as I said, and by the other hand, to play outdoors, especially on dirt, but anyway, outdoors is for sure not okay. The only shaila is it okay to play indoors on a covered floor, just like it's okay to sweep? Is it okay to play this game, or is it not? So, I mean, certainly when it comes to small, you know, really small children, one doesn't have to be so makpid on them if they're doing something like this. But in general, I mean, as I said, there are poskim to rely on that it's mutter, but the general prohibition, which, as I said, which would definitely apply outdoors, and it goes beyond just marbles rolling walnuts. It lechora includes things like what they call the chamesh amanim, the kugelach game, and playing with jacks. Although I did see in one of the contemporaries for him that he says differently, he makes a distinction, but I don't really understand or think that distinction is so warranted. And I know others say not like that, and they say that, as I said, that the same rules apply to those types of games. Certainly applies to playing a game like soccer, where a ball is kicked and, you know, rolled along the floor, now the ground, that is to say. And so to play that outside where it's typically played would definitely not be okay, even if you're talking about, even if the person has a paved, like an area of a soccer court or whatever it is, or an area with its asphalt, some other type, or concrete where it's paved. But since it's outdoors, and outdoors we do not have the rule that most of the houses are paved. So therefore, playing outdoors would definitely, playing soccer outdoors would definitely not be okay. Now, this is besides the whole idea that playing soccer on Shabbos is not, it's at minimal, it's minimally inappropriate. I will mention that in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchus Muksa, there's actually a machlokas. The opinion, here's the opinion of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, the Sfardish opinion, let's say, is that a ball is muksa. That's what it says, a ball is muksa, because for something to not be muksa, it has to have the status of a keli. And the fact that you use this round item to play with is not chashuv enough, according to the Mechaber, to give it the status of a keli. It doesn't take on keli status just because it's used to play with. The Ramah disagrees and says that if you designate something as a, you know, for a ball to play with, then that is, it is mutter, it is not muksa, it is not muksa. And, you know, consequently, you could play with it. Now, that doesn't mean you could play with it rolling on the ground. Like I said, this is a different question. What I'm trying to bring out now is that even if we get beyond the question of rolling things on the ground, even like a ball, just to throw a ball around, to play catch with a ball, that type of thing, according to the, it sounds like according to the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, that you couldn't do it anyway because it's muksa. So here there are, again, from the contemporary poskim that say that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about balls that we have nowadays. Something that was manufactured, was made as a ball, and it's sold as a ball. He's talking about if you took some other material that was muksa to begin with because it wasn't a keli, and you, like paper or something, and you crumpled it together and made a ball out of it, or you took some other items that begin as muksa because they're not keli. So the fact that you made a ball out of it, that's not enough of a keli to take off the muksa status. It was muksa. You want to say, oh, but now it's a ball. A ball is not muksa. A ball is a keli. So the Mechaber says, no, a ball is not enough of a keli. It is muksa. And the Ramah says, no, it is enough of a keli. It's not muksa. But something that's made as a ball to begin with, it's meant to be a ball. That was the purpose of from its very inception. That's why it was formed to begin with. Then everyone would agree that it's not muksa. That's what a number of the poskim say. So that even according to the Sfarim, the Ashkenazim, anyway, it's not muksa. But a number of poskim say that even according to the Sfaradim nowadays, a ball that was made as a ball is not muksa. But despite that, that doesn't mean that ball playing is appropriate on Shabbos. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, right there where he talks about whether or not a ball is muksa, in his discussion of that, he writes there, but I found in the Medrash that a couple of cities, one called Tur Malka, the city of Tur Malka was destroyed for what? Avera, what are they? What were the people of Tur Malka doing so wrong that their whole town, their whole city was destroyed? They played ball on Shabbos. This is the Beis Yosef brings down to hundreds of years ago. That he's quoting a midrashim that there were the Tur Malka. I think he brings one other location. They were destroyed because of ball playing on Shabbos. So it goes without saying that ball playing on Shabbos is very, very inappropriate. Certainly for men and, you know, older boys. It's Mama Bittelsman. It's you know, Shabbos is a day that's has potential to be used for very, very spiritual pursuits, for especially for a man who could be learning on Shabbos, and for women as well. There's plenty to do on Shabbos that's of much more spiritual nature. Maybe we'll say it's getting a little late now, but maybe we'll go back into this a little bit more. But in any case, what I just want to make it clear that with today's discussion, tonight's discussion was about the technical permissibility of playing with marbles and the like on the ground. And from there we got to the idea of playing soccer, but we're just approaching it. And by the way, I would put basketball in the same category as soccer, that it's a halachic problem, because even though you don't roll a basketball on the ground, or at least that's not the intention, but you have to bounce it on the ground. And I think having an even surface floor is pretty essential for basketball. If you're playing basketball and there are holes all over the ground, it's not going to be much of a game. One second. But in any case, I did want to mention that, as I said, that it was a technical discussion of whether or not ball playing involves any actual specific isurim, but it was not to be understood as saying that to the extent that those isurim don't apply, that there's nothing wrong with playing ball on Shabbos. And as I said, it certainly falls very short of being an appropriate way of spending your time on Shabbos. Okay, with that we will say goodnight. I say goodnight.
Yes, goodnight.
Okay, goodnight, everybody. Take care. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So sweet. Thank you. Okay.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you. Yeah, I'm coming.